One on the game so far. Runner taking off from first. It's a shallow pop-up out towards the mound, and Jace Barajas has spotted it, throws it back to first base, not able to get him doubled up, so instead it's a pop-up to the mound, and second time that Davis Hamilton's been retired. Lachlan Maude was trying to find it but couldn't locate the ball in the air, so Barajas called it off, said, all right, I got this. Made the play for the out. So it brings up MJ Sweeney with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the third. So far, just the one run allowed by Barajas. He allowed one run over five innings his last time out. But he had a lot more strikeouts in that game. Only two strikeouts through this one so far. First pitch coming home, it misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. However, strikeouts, definitely not a sole predictor of how good you're going to pitch. Barajas, if you just get shutout innings or have one run ball, I think you're more than okay with that. 1-0 count, misses low, 2-0, but you got to get out of this inning here. Avoid the big frame from the Mallards. Barajas just threw pitch number 50 of the game. 2-0 the count, and the pitch coming home misses high, now 3-0. So Barajas is starting to get up there in pitch count. He'd thrown about, I think it was 78 pitches his last time up. And a pickoff move back to first to make sure that Kosciuszko doesn't try taking off any further. Pitches last time out for Jace Barajas before he was taken out. 3-0 count, misses high, and that's ball number four, and loads the bases for the Mallards. Not the worst guy in the world to walk. If MJ Sweeney gets a hold of one, he could certainly send it out of here. But it does push Cole Kosciuszko into scoring position. So now the base is loaded, and with that, Manny Silva will take a quick mound visit for the Rafters. The Rafters' acting pitching coach, Silva, trying to calm down Barajas, and Jace Barajas, son of Rod Barajas Sr. and brother of Junior Barajas, who was drafted at the All-Star break by the San Francisco Giants. Baseball certainly lives in his family, and Barajas, a pitcher, however, but not quite the same. Trying to show off the stuff on the mound, and well, he's been good this season so far, and hoping to continue showing off the stuff. First pitch on the way to Liam Moreno is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. Bases are loaded, but two outs in the bottom of the third. It's a 3-1 Rafters lead. Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, runner taking home, trying to steal home, and the tag applied in time, got him. Pitch missed low for a ball, but Frankie Carney was caught stealing home. He can't believe it. And that was a pure steal of home. No deceptiveness at all. Just tried to beat him with the speed and couldn't quite do so. What a way to get out of the inning. So with that, we head to the fourth. In the third inning, one run came across for the Mallards. On three hits, there was one error, and the Mallards left two runners on base. We go to the fourth. It's 3-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in James, like sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And back here, Warner Park in Madison, Wisconsin. Rafters hoping to keep the offense moving as we get to the top of the fourth. It's a 3-1 lead for the Rafters, and a new pitcher for the Mallards as Jay Shuler takes over for Eamon Mulhern, and the first pitch is grounded over to left field by Eric Harper. A leadoff single for the Rafters puts a man on first with nobody out in the top of the fourth. Brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate with one on and nobody out. And Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher, will take on the new righty on the mound after Mulhern. Not too bad of an appearance from him, although he did allow a couple of runs to come across. Only one of them was earned in his three innings pitched. Shuler looking home against Maud. First pitch coming in, and it misses inside for ball number one. Fastball at 87 miles an hour. 1-0 the count to Maud, and mentioned it earlier, but Maud's got a hit in his last three games, including a 2-for-3 game his last time out when he hit a home run. Grounder over to right, though. This one's picked up at second base. Throw back to short and on to first is in time for the double play. It goes 4-6-3 to take care of Maud and Harper, and it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the fourth. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Shuler. Before we get out of this inning, got to break down Mulhern's final stat line. First pitch to Skinner is a swing and a miss, 0-1 the count. Eamon Mulhern, three innings pitched. He allowed three runs. One was earned on two hits, three walks, and had four strikeouts. Did not hit a batter, and the 0-1 count to Skinner, a breaking ball taken low for strike number two, 0-2 the count. Also worth noting, Mulhern ended up facing 14 batters on 70 pitches. 0-2 the count to Skinner, and the pitch from Shuler, swing and a miss for strike number three, and that is the first strikeout of the game from Jay Shuler, and it's a 3-up, 3-down, 4th inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th. It's 3-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's now the bottom of the fourth inning and not much rest time for Jace Barajas, as Jace Schuler was able to get through the top of the fourth inning. He went three up, three down on just six pitches and hands it back to Barajas with a 3-1 Rafters lead. So Barajas, hoping to get through his fourth inning of action, enters this inning with 54 pitches. And the first one of this inning is called strike number one against Liam Moreno. 0-1 the count. And this pitch is fouled away to bring it 0-2. Liam Moreno was at the plate back in the third inning when Frankie Carney was caught stealing home. 0-2 the count, and taken inside, it bounces off the bottom of the bat. So still an 0-2 count as that one is fouled away. An odd foul ball. You don't see that all too often. Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, batting .279 on the season. 0-2 coming home. Grounder over towards third. Picked up pretty easily by Skinner. Throw to first. It's a big hop, but easily played by Kareem Arusevic, and that is out number one. Takes care of the leadoff man, and it brings up Carson Hansen with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still a two-run lead for the Rafters, trying to finish one with a win here. Led by three earlier in the game, just one run for the Mallards so far, thanks to Barajas' impressive outing so far. And the first pitch to Carson Hansen is a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Carson Hansen, left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Barajas. He fouls the 0-1 count back. Now 0-2. Jace Barajas gonna have a chance to get a little bit risky with this next pitch and try and fit one on the outside. 0-2 count. You really have the freedom to do whatever, and the 0-2 once again fouled away by Hansen. Hansen comes from the University of Kentucky, where he gets to face some really good talent in the SEC. 0-2 the count on the way home. Misses high for ball number one, and that's the first ball of the inning thrown by Jace Barajas. He had thrown seven pitches prior to that point. 1-2 the count on the way home, and this one is hit high in the air out towards the shallow infield. The first baseman, Arusevic, is underneath it and makes the play for out number two. Two up, two down, and it brings up Aiden Arnett to the plate with nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Still 3-1 Rafters. And Jace Barajas really feeling it here. The right-hander has allowed just two combined runs in now his last 8 2/3 innings. It's a pretty good run, to say the least. Aiden Arnett at the plate. First pitch to him, taken on the outside edge for strike number one. And Arnett, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. 0-1 coming home. Breaking ball on the inside edge for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and in this game, Barajas has continued to look good, especially locating well. He's walked just one batter today and has an 0-2 lead on Arnett, but this one is going to hit him in the back. Not the pitch that he was looking for, as the breaking ball missed too far inside, and that one beamed Aiden Arnett. So now a man on first, And it brings up Will Johannes with one on and two away in the bottom of the fourth. Johannes already staying hot in this one. He doubled back in the third inning. One of the biggest bats as of late for the Mallards. Trying to keep things rolling along. The first pitch to him misses low and away for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Johannes from the University of Illinois, a junior catcher who's 6'3", 225. Comes from Mukwanago, Wisconsin. I tried my best with that name. Pickoff move back to first. Make sure that Arnett doesn't try taking off. 1-0 count coming home. That one misses and goes all the way to the backstop. Picked up off the bounce, but plenty of time for Arnett to take off for second. So on the wild pitch, Arnett now in scoring position, and with that, Ziggy going out to talk with Jace Barajas. And Barajas saying something to Ziggy right here. Doesn't seem to be in the best mood right now, but Barajas explaining something after that last pitch, and now the trainer's coming out to talk with him. And Ziggy also having a chat, so kind of everyone talking things over with Jace Barajas to make sure that he's all right and good to go. And with that, Barajas is going to come out of the game. Not a good sign for Rafters fans, and Jace Barajas not able to finish this one, and he is frustrated. Visibly can see that after he had such a good start, but after a wild pitch that clearly did not come off the hand right, he comes out of the game with the trainers talking to him. So with that, we are going to head to a break as a new pitcher comes in for the Rafters, and well, Justin Battle was hoping to get a little bit more rest time, but hey, he'll try and be ready to go here when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. The Rafters had to make an early move to the bullpen due to injury as Jace Barajas had to be taken out of the game. Not what we wanted to see, but still a pretty good start from him to this point in time, and he does leave a runner on second base coming out of the game for Justin Battle, and battle a right-hander who comes in to take over for Jace Barajas. Barajas will give you his final line at the end of the inning, or next inning, we'll say. We'll give that line to you, but not the way that he wanted it to end. A hit by pitch and then two stray balls to Will Johannes, and just wasn't able to locate there at the end. And that gets him pulled from the game after he felt something in his arm. And so hopefully he'll be all right, but handing it off to Justin Battle, the righty on the mound, takes on the righty at the plate, Will Johannes. It's already a 2-0 count. Runner on second and two away, and the first pitch in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Battle hoping for a little more success against Johannes than other Rafters pitchers, but, well, certainly going to be a tough one to take care of. Mentioned it earlier how red hot he has been. Hoping to keep things rolling along here. And the 2-1 misses in the turf. Now 3-1 the count. Taking a look at Johannes's recent stretch of games, he hit a home run back against the Rafters on July 19th. And since that point in time, he has been killing it offensively. He's got a hit in 6 of 7 games, including that one. Not including this game. If you include this one, he's got a hit in 7 of 8 games since that point. He's got an extra base hit as well in 5 of them. 3-1 the count now to Johannes, who's already got a double in this game. Pitch is taken low for ball number 4, and he will reach for the second time today. So Johannes continuing to show off at the plate. And he heads on over to first base as now the Mallards have runners on first and second with 2 away. And Noah Sheffield steps into the batter's box. Sheffield, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Justin Battle. And Battle this season, one of the Rafters' better pitchers. First pitch on the way home, misses low for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. So really good to see him out there. You're excited for what he can do, but you were just hoping that he could come in a little bit later. On first base, it's Johannes. On second, Arnett. 1-0 count coming home, and the breaking ball misses south of the zone, and now a 2-0 count. Sheffield 0-for-1 on the game. He popped out to first back in the third inning. And Justin Battle, he has not allowed a run in 10 2/3 consecutive innings. Trying to keep that streak alive. 2-0 the count on the way home. Breaking ball misses high and tight. Now a 3-0 count, and that one obviously slipped out of the hand of Battle. Coming into this game, it was not the situation he was hoping for. But a key opportunity here. Runners on first and second with 2 away. He just needs 1 out to get through this frame. Sheffield 3-0 count taken high, and that's back-to-back walks issued by Justin Battle as the bases are now loaded in the bottom of the fourth. Aiden Arnett on third base, Will Johannes on second, and Noah Sheffield on first. And it brings us back to the top of the order with Frankie Carney, who's already got 2 hits today. He's 2-for-2 from the plate, and the left-handed hitter will look for his third as he'll take on Justin Battle. Lefty-righty matchup. It's still a 3-1 Rafters lead, and Justin Battle stepping off of the mound. He's chatting with the umpire, the third base umpire, making sure he clears up something. Now ready to go. He's on the mound, ready to fire against Carney. First pitch coming home. It's a big swing and a miss for strike number 1. And Carney was trying for the grand slam there. Carney, no home runs on the season for him yet. A guy who comes from UC Irvine, teammate of Landon Gaz. 0-1 count on the way home. Can't find the zone. It misses high for ball number 1. 1-1 the count. And Carney now batting .316 on the year. He'll take on Justin Battle, who's trying to carry over the momentum. One and one the count on the way home, and this pitch can't find the inside edge. So now a two and one count. Battle his last time out. Four scoreless innings, part of a dominant day. 2-1 the count, and Battle looking home. He brings the leg up and fires. It's fouled back by Carney. So Battle just one strike away from working out of the inning. Trying to work through the jam. Bases are loaded. Battle, who comes from North Alabama, native of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. In one of his biggest situations as a Rafter, the 2-2 count, trying to take care of the leadoff man for the Mallards with the bases loaded. Pitch on the way home, and that one can't find the bottom right corner, and now a full count to Carney. Got to locate here. Battle brings the ball into his glove. He brings the leg up. Runner's going. It's a grounder to the right side of the infield. Going to be a tough one for Akko. Flips it with the glove over to first and got him. A glove flip from Madden Akko to Kareem Arusovic. It goes 4-3 to get the Rafters out of the inning. Oh, man, what a defensive play there. And that keeps it scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors. And three runners left on base for the Mallards. We go to the fifth. It's 3-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging. Until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And Hiroto Kobayashi will lead things off for the Rafters in the top of the fifth inning. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, taking on Jace Schuler as Schuler gets back out for his second inning of work. Jace Barajas has a final line that I'll read off to you in a second after he got pulled mid-inning in the fourth. And Kobayashi swings and foul tips one back that takes an odd bounce off the catcher. So now an 0-1 count. And Barajas, 3 2/3 innings. He allowed one run. It was earned on 5 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 wild pitch. He faced a total of 16 batters on 68 pitches. So Justin Battle came over to relieve him, and now an 0-2 count to Kobayashi with Jay Schuler, and the pitch on the way home misses low and outside. 1-2 the count. Kobayashi 0-for-1 in the game back in the third inning. Rounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice. trying to keep things rolling along here for him. Comes from Lewis Clark State College. 1-2 count. Grounded foul, and he stays alive at the plate. Hiroto Kobayashi really turning things around as of late. Over his last 24 games, he's batting .286 with an .805 OPS. 1-2 the count. High leg kick, and this one's hit out towards right field, but the right fielder is under it. Slows down and stops. Makes the catch. Carson Hansen brings it in for out number one. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fifth inning. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between Clayton and Schuler. Clayton from Cal State Northridge. He is 0-for-1 on the game. First pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Way ahead of that one for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Clayton mentioned how good he'd been out of the leadoff spot. His last two games, not quite as much, but still been batting well. 0-1 count. Laystone to left field, and that will get down. Clayton is at to first base. It bounces off the wall, so Clayton's easily into second. A stand-up double for the Rafters outfielder. It's the third time that he's reached base, but the first hit that he's got of the day, and it puts a runner in scoring position for Wisconsin Rapids with just one out as Kareem Arusovic will step up to the plate. The Rafters already leading it 3-1 in the top of the fifth. Arusovic had a big RBI back in the third inning that sent home Madinako. Sorry, that RBI sent home Hiroto Kobayashi. And now the first pitch of the Kareem Arusovic in their strike. 0-1 the count. Arusovic ended up scoring on Akko's single. Was an RBI for Akko. 0-1 the count. Runner still on second. Pitch coming home. It's a fly ball foul down the left field line. 0-2 the count. Arusovic 1-for-1 on the game. He stole second as well back in the third inning. And before that, he drew a walk all the way back in the first. So he's reached base twice. Has an RBI and a run scored. 0-2 the count. No, now, though, fighting to stay alive up there. Kobayashi still on second. And the 0-2 count coming home. It's once again fouled off by Arusovic. Still an 0-2 count. And one of the biggest things for Arusovic, you look at him as of late, his last four games have just been incredible, including a big game at Green Bay, Rafters season high in hits with five. But it wasn't just that game. He's continued hitting the ball pretty well in the other few games as of late. 0-2 count coming home. It's a big swing and a miss for strike number three. He went down to one knee there, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with Royce Clayton Jr. still on second. Still two outs now in the top of the fifth. It's a 3-1 lead for the Rafters. And Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Jay Schuler. Schuler looking back to second. And the first pitch on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Jake Beauchesne, 0-for-2 on the game. His last time up, struck out swinging back in the third. Before that, he flew out to center field. 0-1 the count coming home. It misses outside for ball number one. And now a 1-1 count in Beauchesne. A hit in the last six consecutive games for him. That includes a couple of multi-hit games as well. Over the last 15 games, Beauchesne has just been crushing the baseball. Already mentioned those numbers earlier in the game. 1029 OPS over those 15 games. Oof. 1-1 count coming home. It misses high for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. And Beauchesne always just swings that bat very well. Doesn't take as many walks, but when he gets a piece of the baseball, he can send it a distance. 2-1 count misses outside. Now 3-1 the count. And Beauchesne, one of the guys that comes over from Saddleback Community College, Jace Barajas, the Rafters starter today, also hails from Saddleback, along with Hayden Carlson, who is currently on the mend from a finger injury. 3-1 count, misses low and outside, and Beauchesne flips the bat after a 5-pitch walk. So now the Rafters runners on first and second, and it brings up Matanaco to the plate. With two away, the Rafters already up two in the top of the fifth. Akko 1-for-2 on the game. Righty-righty matchup between him and Schuler. First pitch on the way, misses inside and nearly clips Akko, but instead it's a 1-0 count. Akko had an RBI single back in the third inning his last time up, but before that, rounded into a double play to end the first. Now a 1-0 count, and Akko was our pregame guest of the show. Joined us for the pregame interview, and great to get a chance to talk to him. Guy who comes from Fordham University and continues seeing the ball well. 1-0 count, in there for a strike, now 1-1. And one of the things that he told me is he wants to swing earlier in counts. Well, hasn't really done so today, but he did get a single on the third pitch of the plate appearance his last time up. 1-1 count, breaking ball here, misses inside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Landon Gaz is on deck if it gets there, but with two away, Akko needs to get on base. Schuler trying to go through his second scoreless inning. 2-1 count coming home. Gets another swing and a miss. It's a 2-2 count. Schuler's got two strikeouts on the game. One strike away from a third. Akko, not a guy that strikes out often, but he certainly can with a good pitch. Schuler's going to hope to get that. Looks back to second, now fires home, and that pitch caught him looking. Akko couldn't get the bat off the shoulders, and that does it for the fifth inning. The Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1, the lead for the Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Cole Kosciuszko is leading things off for the Madison Mallards here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Kosciuszko, Davis Hamilton, and MJ Sweeney due up for the Mallards. Lefty-righty matchup to get things started as Justin Battle returns to the mound. First pitch on the way. It can't find the bottom of the zone, so a 1-0 count. And Kosciuszko, 1-for-2 on the game. His last time up, he singled back in the third inning after striking out his previous plate appearance. 1-0 count is taken for a strike, now moves it 1-1. Kosciuszko batting .297 on the year. 16 RBIs, 3 homers, and the 1-1 count taken outside, now 2-1. Justin Battle was able to work out of that fourth inning, but not cleanly. 2-1 count, it's a check swing that he went around on. Strike number 2, a 2-2 count. Kosciuszko comes from UC Santa Barbara, the Mallards' first baseman. He has done some damage against the Rafters this season. 2-2 count. Thought it was strike 3, but doesn't get the call. It misses outside. It's now a 3-2 count. Battle had walked the first two batters he saw in the fourth inning before inducing a ground out to end it. 3-2 the count. Once again, barely misses, and Justin Battle not able to find the edge of the zone here. Barely missing these few pitches, and Cole Kosciuszko, it's a leadoff walk to him as Davis Hamilton will step into the batter's box with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Still 3-1, the Rafters lead. All four of the runs in this game have been scored in that third inning. 3 for the Rafters, 1 for the Mallards. Runner on first is getting a little bit of a jump, but he gets back on to first after the pickoff move from Justin Battle. And Battle's got a good pickoff move. He's showed it off a couple of times this season. Battle able to keep that runner on. Another pickoff move back to first. Not in time, though, and Kosciuszko slid head first back into the bag. Rafters did have a successful pickoff move earlier in the game from Jace Barajas all the way back in the first inning. Runner taking off, pitches in there, called a strike, and Maude didn't realize the runner was taking off, and the tag applied at second, but not able to get the out, as Harper claims that the runner got off of the bag, but the umpire did not agree, so it's a stolen base for Kosciuszko. And now an 0-1 count to Davis Hamilton with a runner in scoring position and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. 2-run lead for the Rafters, and trying to keep it so. Battle looks back to second. 0-1 on the way home. Gets a big swing and a miss for strike number 2. 0-2 the count. And when you're looking at Justin Battle right now, he's been a long relief guy for the Rafters this season. Generally going to about 50 pitches in a game before he's taken out, but he's been able to stretch those 50 pitches to about 4 innings his last couple of appearances. 0-2 count misses low, now it's 1-2. However, in this one, he's already up to 22 pitches, and he's recorded just the one out so far. 1-2 the count, and he looks back to second. Harper covering the bag, now going back into his six-hole spot. 1-2 the count, ripped over to second, picked up by Akko off the hop, throws it back to first, not going to have enough time to go to third. So it's a 4-3 putout, but it does move Kosciuszko over to third base. Brings up MJ Sweeney to the plate with a runner on third and one away in the bottom of the fifth. 2-run lead for the Rafters, but the tying run is at the plate. And another run over there is sitting on third base right now. MJ Sweeney, though, he could certainly tie this up with one swing of the bat. 9 home runs on the year, looking to make it 10. First pitch on the way home. It's a big swing and a miss for strike number 1. Sweeney has a huge frame to him. left-handed hitter who stands 6'8", 240 pounds. 0-1 the count. And Battle trying to take care of him. Breaking ball, can't find the outside edge. It's now a 1-1 count. Sweeney, 1-for-1 on the game. He walked his last time up, and he singled the time before that. He's just continued rising that batting average and that OPS throughout the season. 1-1 count. Once again, can't clip the edge of the zone. And Battle a little bit frustrated there, but smiles out of frustration. 2-1 the count. Runner on third is Kosciuszko. Pitch on the way home. Misses low for ball number three. And Battle trying to take care of MJ Sweeney. Anything to the outfield is likely going to drive in that run from third. Kosciuszko has got some wheels. 3-1 the count on the way home. Breaking ball is hit high in the air out towards center field. Could be deep enough. Clayton's got a good arm, but will it be enough? He'll try. Throw on the way home. It is going to be up the line, not in time, and that is a sacrifice fly to drive in the runner from third. It's now a 3-2 Rafters lead. So an even narrower game. MJ Sweeney, his first RBI of the night. And it brings up Liam Moreno to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the fifth. Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Moreno 0-2 in the game. Looking to reach for the first time today. 0-1 count. Grounded to the left side. And that one picks up some water as it goes into left field. And a grounder that is the first hit of the game for Moreno. It's the first hit that Justin Battle has allowed today. And it brings up Carson Hansen with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the fifth. A 3-2 Rafters lead, and Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup. That run scored by Cole Kosciuszko was the first run allowed by Justin Battle in over 11 consecutive innings. Pickoff move back to first makes sure that Moreno doesn't take off. So to say the least, Battle has looked dominant on the mound, and trying to continue that, the breaking ball is fouled back. Now an 0-1 count to Hansen. Hansen 0-2 on the game his last time up. Popped out to first base back in the fourth inning. Before that, he struck out swinging. 0-1 coming home, and that one looks like it slipped off the hand of Battle. Now a 1-1 count as it missed well outside. Taking a look at Liam Moreno over there on first base. Moreno, one of the stronger hitters in the Northwoods League when it comes to just picking up hits, as that pitch is fouled away by Hansen. But specifically looking at his base stealing, he's got 8 stolen bases, and he's been caught just twice this season. So 80% stolen base percentage. He's a good base stealer when he decides to go. 1-2 the count. And the move coming home, but it's a fly ball out towards left field. Moreno was taking off, but he'll retreat back to first base. Still a 1-2 count. Carson Hansen. A home run would give the Mallards the lead. Runner on first base. 1-2 count is swung on and fouled back. Still a 1-2 count. Aiden Arnett is on deck for Madison. But got to get to him first. 1-2 the count. Pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Liam Moreno once again doesn't go anywhere. And Carson Hansen, a surprising 0-for-2. Batting .333 on the year. Runner taking off. Pitches outside. Throw on down to second. It misses and goes into center field. Clayton running up on it. And him being there makes sure that the runner doesn't advance. It's a stolen base for Liam Moreno. And a ball to Carson Hansen. Now a 2-and-2 count. And Carson Hansen, a single, could tie this one up. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Justin Battle is not having an easy time out there on the mound. Pitch on the way home is a fly ball foul down the left field line. So he'll see eight pitches in this plate appearance. And Justin Battle, now up to 37 pitches in the game. This is not the efficient appearance that he usually has. 2-2 the count, looks back to second, now fires home. It's a fly ball out towards left field. Underneath it now is the Rafters left fielder, Bo Shane, and he makes the play for out number three, and that takes care of the fifth inning. However, one run did come across for the Mallards on one hit. There were no errors, and the Mallards left one on base. We go to the sixth. It's 3-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
A new pitcher into the game once again for the Mallards as they turn things over to Francesco Capace. And Capace coming in to take over for Jace Schuler. Schuler, a right-hander, and so is Capace. He enters this game with a 7.80 ERA in 11 appearances. He's made one start this year, and Capace from University of North Carolina, a redshirt sophomore, a native of Cumming, Georgia. He stands 6'4", 225. The right-hander has tried to turn things around. His last time out didn't go his way, although he didn't allow an earned run. He did walk three batters while only recording two outs. First pitch to Landon Gaz is fouled away. 0-1 the count. The Rafters have the lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Trying to keep things in their favor. Righty-righty matchup. And the 0-1 count. A check swing as it misses outside, and he did not go, so a 1-1 count. Gaz 0-2 on the game. His last time up, flew out to center field back in the third inning. And before that, he struck out swinging. 1-1 count. Outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Eric Harper is on deck with Lachlan Maud due up in the sixth. 2-1 coming home. It misses outside. Now a 3-1 count. and Landon Gaz coming from UC Irvine. Trying to keep things going in his favor. Gaz has been real hot for the Rafters recently. 3-1 count, misses high, and shows off the plate vision by drawing a 5-pitch walk. And he is now on first base. It's yet another leadoff runner for the Rafters. They've had their leadoff man reach base in 4 of the 6 innings. Brings up Eric Harper with one on and nobody out in the top of the sixth. Still a 3-2 Rafters lead. First pitch from Capace misses high for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Eric Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. Harper is 1-for-2 on the game. 1-0 count, gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1. Harper, before singling his last time up, he struck out swinging back in the second. 1-1 the count on the way home, and the breaking ball misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Landon Gaz over on first base is continuing to reach for the Rafters. He's been real good, like I mentioned, as of late. Harper's slowly turned things around as well. 2-1 count coming home, and that time swung on and missed. 3-1 the count. Eric Harper's numbers still working to catch up on the season in total, but over the last 5 games, really looking strong. He's got 6 hits in the last 5, and the 2-2 count misses low and inside. Now 3-2. Harper had a 3-hit game against Wausau back on July 25th. He's also continued to get on base. Last game against Madison, 1-for-3 with a walk, and takes that pitch outside. He's now got a hit and a walk in this one as well. Back-to-back games reaching multiple times for Eric Harper. Landon Gaz is forced over to second base as well, and the Rafters have runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Still a one-run lead, but Lachlan Maud could change that with a hit. Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. It hits the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Maud comes from New Mexico Junior College. Trying to keep the offense rolling for him. He's 0-for-2 in this one, though. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss, now 0-2. Maud's 2 plate appearances have not gone in his favor. A double play and a strikeout looking. Now down in the count 0-2, he's got his work cut out for him. Over on first, Harper. Over on second, Landon Gaz. 0-2 coming home from Capace. It misses outside. Over on second, Gaz was ready to take off in case that got away. But a nice stop by Will Johannes behind the plate. Saves the runners from advancing. So now a 1-2 count. Luke Skinner's on deck. 1-2 coming home, and Maud sends this one a fly ball foul down the right field line. Still 1-2. And Lachlan Maud's numbers this season also looking to catch up, but batting .231 on the year. Got 4 RBIs and 1 home run. 1-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number 3. And that's the first K of the game for Francesco Capace, as it brings up Luke Skinner with runners on first and second and 1 out in the top of the sixth. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Skinner coming from Loyola Marymount University. First pitch on the way home. It is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Skinner is 0-for-1 on the game. His last time up, struck out swinging back in the fourth, but he walked the previous time up. Did so on a full count. 0-1 the count coming home. It misses outside for ball number one. Now 1-1, and Luke Skinner entered this game batting 168. 12 RBIs and 3 home runs, and the 1-1 count taken for a ball. Now 2-1 the count. Skinner was finally able to get his first home run since early June back at Green Bay. Part of the 4 home runs that the Rafters had. 2-1 count coming home. It's grounded foul over towards the edge of the Rafters dugout. Now a 2-2 count. Skinner, in the first week of the season, had 2 home runs. Back on June 2nd, he had one, and then it took all the way up until late July. July 26th at Green Bay when he homered again. 2-2 count coming home. It got inside the hands. It broke the bat over to third base, and it will be a hand on the bag from the third baseman, Liam Moreno, as it goes 5 unassisted for the fielder's choice, and an odd one there. So it gets the lead runner, Landon Gaz, out at third base. However, Eric Harper is now the lead runner. He's at second, and Luke